In our gospel reading, which we just read, John tells us about the wedding in Cana. What could be simpler than a story of the wedding at Cana? Probably a lot of things, but this one isn't too complicated. Here's the setup. A few days after Jesus' baptism and then the calling of his disciples, Jesus, along with his family, are invited to a wedding. And of course, his disciples were all following along. We do not know who is getting married. It's not important to the story. And according to the Jewish custom, the wedding feast typically lasted 7 days. Many guests would remain for the whole week and sharing in the new family's joy, as well as being there the whole week, they would abstaining from work. This celebration had gone on for a while, and behold, they were running out of wine. I'm sure Jesus bringing along a bunch of fishermen had nothing to do with the shortage, but running out of wine, or he having wine of poor quality at a wedding, was a huge social blunder. Mary, the mother of Jesus, turns to him and alerts him to the crisis, telling him they have no wine. To which Jesus replies, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." All the while, Mary's probably watching the disciples, as they were probably, majority of them, reason for the wine being gone. She tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," and leaves the servants with Jesus. Mary must have had good faith, because she just said that and had faith that Jesus would take care of the situation. Jesus directs his servants to fill up 6 stone jars, the same jars that are used to clean utensils and pans with water for the purification rite. The servants fill them to the brim, which is a considerable amount, as each jar held 20 to 30 gallons. This transformation of water into wine in such vessels shows Jesus' power to both purify and provide. Jesus told the servants to take some of the water and serve it to the master of ceremonies. When he tasted the water, he exclaimed to the bridegroom that the wine is the best he had. In fact, most people serve the best wine first to impress the guest, and then later serve cheaper wine when everyone has already consumed quite a bit. The cheaper table wine is typically prepared with just mixing water with some old thick syrupy wine, so it was never as good as the fine wine. Jesus had the servants as witnesses of this miracle, because they're the only ones that saw it was only water that was used. As this was his first sign or miracle, this was the first time that Jesus revealed his glory and pulled back the curtain just a little bit. It was enough that Mary and his disciples, they believed in him after seeing this miracle. The beauty of the wonders and signs that Jesus does is that they point to something greater. Yes, on the surface, Jesus saves the wedding day from disaster, but that's not the end of it. There's something more to be seen here. Jesus is beginning to show the world who he is and why he is there, his identity as the Messiah and fulfiller of all things. His purpose is to pull the world kicking and screaming into the light of the will of God. In other words, the wonder, the sign, not just for the people at the wedding. It's not just for the disciples. It's not just for the servants. The sign is for the whole world to see. It's not hidden from view, and you don't have to meditate to reach it. You don't have to perform some dance or chant or good deed. Jesus presents this wonder for you and I and the whole world to plainly see. Let's look at another aspect of this. As the wedding celebration continues, the wine runs out. Someone has consumed it all, and there won't be any more. As the relationship between God and his children has endured, the time has come for the wine to run out and the new wine of Jesus to be served. The time has run out on the Pharisees, the Sadducees and those who had grown complacent, fat and satisfied. Jesus came to fulfill all that had been promised. He came to take away all the traditions, rules, and works that had been done for so long and replace them with himself. When the master of the wedding explained that the wine is best wine and they had saved the best for last, he was giving witness to the miracle's greatness. It is our indication that Jesus is the best, the finest, and the fulfillment of all things. Within this sign, the wonder is more than proof that Jesus is the light of the world, the life, the way, and the truth. In this sign, Jesus puts together a picture of the final sacrifice, his death on the cross. Can you see that from old traditions comes a new and final event, a once and for all sacrifice? There are many connections to this first sign that is sometimes overwhelming. Not only is this sign a wonder, a foretaste of the feast to come, or a foreshadowing of the cross that he will endure, but it is a sign and wonder for all generations to come. No wonder that Jesus and Mary were concerned about different things. She was concerned about the day of the wedding, and he was concerned with all eternity. It is an image of our baptism, because we are delivered through water, an old tradition made new again. With the simple water and word, we are made new again in Jesus. It is an image of our Lord's Supper, because Jesus served the best wine last, and there will be enough for us all. He serves his body and blood to us, and we have forgiveness and renewal of our faith. It is an image of the wedding feast in the kingdom of God, which is never ending. It will be a wedding feast for all eternity. Just imagine being at the wedding feast with Jesus for all eternity. This feast is a gift. We cannot earn it on our own. We did not earn it. This faith was given to us in our baptism. It's fed by hearing the gospel and with Holy Communion. And with the Holy Spirit, it keeps us in the true faith. In this first sign, it contained everything. We have not begun to scratch the surface. There were many more signs and miracles to come. We embrace this wonder, something that could only be done if God were involved. We embrace this sign, pointing us to Jesus himself. We embrace Christ, the one who made all things new and in whom can be found the miraculous salvation of us sinners. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. That makes you paid for. That makes you and I immortal now. He is not going to be long before he returns. The water of baptism seals us. The food of the Holy Communion feeds us. And this is what Christianity is. The world is going to end, and we need to be ready for it. We need to repent and acknowledge there's nothing we can do about when it happens. God is in control of all things. God atoned for you by the blood of his one son, his only son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And what a comfort and a joy this is. Amen.